I am George Vimensi Mina from Cameroon, a pastor with the Cameroon Baptist Convention. My journey with biblical storytelling started in 2007 when I was writing my thesis in the seminary, and I was writing on the topic contextualizing the gospel message in the Cameroonian local church. And I was asking the question, how can we actually make the gospel relevant to the people in their own local culture so that they can accept it as their own and not just see it as something that is coming from the white man. And one of the ways that I finally discovered was that if we use storytelling, it will fit in their own context, because the people generally have the traditions of storytelling. So I started researching on how to tell biblical stories. I read some books, got some good information on why even use stories to communicate the gospel. And then in the course of my research, I stumbled on the website of the Network of Biblical Storytellers. And I went to the internet and started browsing through. And I got information from there that actually opened my mind, broadened my scopes. I got directives, and then I started telling biblical stories on my own in the church. Yeah, that was in Balinyonga, in the northwest region of Cameroon. And then I wrote to Dr. Tracy because I saw her address on the website. It took quite a long time for her to reply, because she said, she's always skeptical about letters from Africa because some are fake. That's what she said. And I told her, I'm not fake. I'm not fake. So she then recommended that I get Story Journey, written by Tom Boomershine. Then I did not even know, I just struggled. But to get it in Cameroon was actually difficult. So I then wrote to one of my teachers, Mr. Lance Rondos, who was then in the USA, if he could get the book for me and then bring it over. That was 2008. And then I continued. And he had to take me to August 2010, to get the book. He finally brought it and then gave the book to me. For just no cost, you know, he just gave it to me as a gift and said, use it for ministry. Then I read it and was really excited with the discoveries, and I wanted to share with other people. So I organized a workshop. That was December 2010, the 30th of December. Yeah, that's when I organized the workshop. I had 12 people who came, and we shared. And at the end, you know, they came up with wonderful testimonies. A good number of them said the new biblical stories were for children. And, you know, that others are not, adults are not involved, so they were really happy. And then I continued telling biblical storytelling. Then the opportunity of coming to the Gambia came up, and I was really like, oh, how can I get there? It's really difficult having the financial resources and all that. And then Auntie Juliana said, oh, just check for the cost. How much does it cost you to come over? And I said, it is like I will finally get there. I did what I could do, gave her the information, and then she worked it out. And finally, I was in the Gambia, and as I'm talking now in the Gambia, I'm really happy that I've attended the institute. I have had the experience of professional biblical storytellers tell the story. I have benefited from the workshops. I now know how to run a workshop much more better than before, and even how to tell a story much more better than before. And I'm really happy that I came, and that it will not be the same again in Cameroon. And I really know that now I can meet the people in their own context and give them the gospel so that they can tell it to other people. And I believe that will help expand the kingdom of Christ in Cameroon. That's my journey.
That's great. Thank you. Oh, I know. You said when your teacher came back and he was in another city.
When he came, he was in Bamenda and I was in Dobbs. So when he came, he called me. And he said, where are you? I said, I'm in Dobbs. He said, I should come over. He has brought the book. And when I came, he said, is this the book? I looked at it. It was Story Journey. I said, yeah, that's the book. That's exactly the book. And he said, you can have it for free. Use it for God's work and God's purposes. Yeah, that's how I got the book.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Good to hear.
Yeah.